despite the fact we've been seeing an increase in demand because of our ageing population, the HSE haven't been increasing the number of home helps proportionately to ensure that the service can be provided to people. And recent parliamentary responses I've received indicate, for example, that this time last year, there were about 116 clients awaiting the allocation of hours, home help hours, whereas this year that has increased to 215. There's a similar amount, there's about 2,000 people across the county now availing of home health services, which is the same as about 12 months ago. But unfortunately, the HSE and the government have not been allocating the funding in order to actually ensure there's additional staff being hired to meet the increasing demand. And that means that families, as a result of the lack of government funding, aren't getting allocated the hours despite actually qualifying for them.
And coupled with this, we do see census figures from 2016 predicting that the ageing population will increase considerably here in the county. I'm sure from your point of view, the funding is needed now more than ever.
It certainly is. And there is a trend undoubtedly where our population is ageing. And the figures I've received in relation to home health hours shows that that is being represented in increasing numbers every year needing home health services. And what we need to see is the government and the Minister for Health recognise that that is something that they must step up to the mark on and not leave people shortchanged or leave families in a situation where they're entitled to hours but not getting them and not being in a position which is highly difficult, or meaning they can't properly care for the person in need of their care, their family member at home as a result. So the government need to now increase the allocation of funding to home help